Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And my co-host, Barbara, is she's off doing something, so she'll be back with us next time. Now, I want to see if this is Dale that's calling in. Give me one second here. Dale, is that you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, hi. How are you doing tonight, Dale?
I don't know. I fell asleep. I think I almost fell asleep while I was driving. It's so hot here with the fires. And then I choked on a piece of watermelon and I couldn't get it out of my throat. So
I'm
okay now.
I mean, I got to say, you've had, I'm going to go ahead and put Richard on, but I'm going to go ahead and say you've had a lot of stress, you know, in the past couple of, and you had a big relief for that stress. Am I right?
I hope so. You know, I hope so.
You want to talk about it, or would you rather it be
quiet?
Sure. Fine?
No, it's fine. Is Richard on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, no, it was, I don't know if it was stress, but it was different. It was, I've never had this problem in my 4 hours a day looking for a house to rent that would be to my standards. Just to be, you know, I just didn't want to take anything because I have a German Shepherd dog. He had to have a backyard. My husband had to have a 2-car garage. He had to have storage. And I found, like, in 3 months, 2 or 3, but when I find them, I got it zapped away from me. Like, one I found, but the guy didn't have air conditioning. Well, in Nevada right now, we're 95 degrees going to 100, and then we have the fires. And I wasn't going to go into a place that had no air and he didn't want to put air in. You know, I said I'd pay for the air little, you know, windows, and oh no, it may, my windows may not hold them. Anyway, that was that one. And then the next one I found was halfway decent, but they wanted $2,800. The rents are ridiculous. And the point was he had someone at the last second go out from under me for $35,000. In other words, a guy said, I'll give you $35,000 rent for the whole year, and therefore you can rent it to me. So it's not been easy. I mean, houses have been running from 2,000 on up. And, you know, you get to the point where the locals, we just can't afford this. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I finally found one through my realtor that was $1,800, and that was fine. And it has a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and huge backyard fence for my dog and double car garage. And that's good enough for now. That's where I'm at.
Wow. Okay.
But it's been rough. I don't know if it's that rough in Florida. Is it? Jonathan?
Well, what was what?
Renting of a place.
Oh, well, I mean, you've been really worried about this for a long time. I mean, and it's really nice because I love you very much. I'm really glad to see you not have to. You're my psychic aunt, and it's really nice to see. Well, I figured you'd like that better than Judge Judy.
Well, thank you. I do like that better than Judge Judy. I do. I do. It's just, it's been rough because I didn't want to leave the area. And the next step was to go with Richard and go to New Mexico. And I didn't want to go there because he has a family there and they have their own issues, you know. So I didn't want to go there and bother anybody. So and then I'd have to live in a trailer and all that stuff. So far, so good. I gave him the money yesterday, and we probably won't move until about between the 7th and the 10th of August, which is fine, because now I have stress we're moving.
If you know you're getting a place, yeah. Well, let's see. Are you ready to take a call?
Well, I will, but you can talk to Richard for a moment.
Okay.
Just don't leave him hanging.
Richard, how
are
you doing?
Can I add something? Well,
what?
I'm doing pretty good, John. It has been literally 2 or 3 months of disappointments and 2 or 3 months of frustration, you know, and people have just, they want to know your history and when you're going to have your next kid and do you have $5 million in your back pocket and we might consider you for renting. And it's really freaky. Dropping back to my normal age group, say in my 40s, when you walked in to some place and you wanted to rent it, and there was a rent sign, and you said, yeah, I'll take it. You gave me your money and walked out. There was none of this stuff of, you know, I want to see how much you make and how much you spend and all this kind of nonsense. So it's very frustrating, you know?
Yeah, extremely. And it's rough on us because, you know, hey, I've been paying rent 4.5 years to the same realty company, never been late. And, you know, they don't care. Oh, what? Make sure your score is 760. I go, what, in the middle of coronavirus? I don't think so. You know, it's, and then so we'll pick somebody that has a high score, you know. So then you got, on top of that, John, you got to put in $40, $50 every single time you want to look at a house. So people are starting to catch on. They're not putting the money in. House prices are dropping a little. And there's a little bit more rentals that are coming online because people are just, you know, not putting up or they're moving out of the area.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. Weird.
Jonathan,
really weird.
You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm right here.
Well, it's been very rough.
Yeah.
But now comes the packing, which we're doing, and just want to move over there. Then there'll come the unpacking. Then we're going to Hawaii. Screw it.
Maybe.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Okay.
So, what do you say maybe for? You got a ticket.
So?
So?
Somebody will have to punch it, you know.
What?
No,
what?
My bad humor. Okay. Maybe you
all
got
right.
A caller here.
We do have a caller. I'm going to put her person on. Is that okay, Dale?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Area code 919, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from Georgia, and I was just listening to all the stress and drama you've been going through about the move, and I totally, totally understand. It's the short, quick version of it is my relationship is still much love there, and we are getting along. I'm moving out from with my partner, and she, you know, I'm moving at the end of the month, so I have been going through exactly what you're talking about, and like you said, these applications, it's like, $50, $75, $60
right.
Just to apply. And that's not the administrative fee that they charge, you know, for doing the application. So I told you. So I think I have I have a place, and it looks like I'm scheduled to move next week. So I'm praying
Tell me about it. Why in Georgia is it so tough?
That rent moratorium, that housing moratorium that was going on because of COVID and not being able to, you know, just evict people, and that has been a good and a bad. It's good.
Okay, wait
for
a minute. Wait,
who
wait,
are...
one second. Richard?
Mm-hmm.
Richard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have the TV on?
No. Yeah. No.
I mean, I can hear background noise of the television.
Well, it ain't me. Not getting
it ain't
me.
You. Okay.
Oh,
all
I'm
right.
Sorry. Okay.
All right. Okay. Ahead, honey. So what did you end up getting?
So I found it's so crazy. I found a house that I was really excited about, thought I was going to move into it. Then the realtor, she's really good. She said that there was an issue with it. So a couple of more looks, and I finally found a three-bedroom, two-bath house. And I'm just waiting to, you know, get the date. I've already put the hold fee down, so I'm just waiting for the actual date to do the walkthrough and sign the lease, which I'm hoping will be next Friday, because that's like
I can tell
payday.
You got the house, so don't worry. How much is it?
$1,500 a month.
You see what I mean? Mm. Even in Georgia, it's high price.
Yeah.
I mean, your prices?
That's a low end. And it's, that was a lower end, meaning like I'm getting a three-bedroom house for, it's actually $1,550, but a one-bedroom apartment could have been $1,550 if I stayed in the Atlanta area. So I'm looking out on the suburbs so I can get something I can afford.
Well, that's great. Are you going to have any problems with work or anything like that?
Yeah, that was my question that I'm asking. I called and asked. I accepted a position a few months back, and I thought, the short of it is, they're not delivering on what they promised. This is just totally, completely different, and I'm just learning
What type of work do you do?
In the legal field, I contract management. Contract
I don't
negotiations.
Know What is that?
Doing
mean?
Contracting, the legal documents for the company. So doing contract review, contract management.
All right. You mean you can't tell me you can't get a job anywhere doing that?
No, it's not that I can't get a job anywhere. I have a job. I'm just not liking it, and I'm realizing this is not the best move for me. So I'm looking.
Okay. Well, it's easier to get a job when you have a job, okay? I don't know why that is. It just is. So just keep the one you have temporarily, and then I promise you within 2 to 3 months or less, you're going to find something. They need legal people to do what you do. So right where you're living, I feel like you're going to be able to find something.
That's great. I'm praying and trusting that I am, because I realize where I am. I'm not getting what I was promised. This is so
What did they promise?
What
did they promise you?
The duties would be a lot different. The salary, although it's good, is still not what they originally said. And the opportunity for the bonus. I just say my manager, she's a little different than anybody I've ever worked for. She is very crude, very sarcastic. She says some things sometimes during meetings that I know I have a little potty mouth at times, but there's a time and a place. She will bring you to blush.
Wow. Is she from New York?
Yes.
Thank
That's
you.
The problem.
She's a New York girl. Yeah.
Well, you know, don't blame her. Don't blame her. I'm from Jersey, New York, and I get accused left and right of being crude and mean and saying weird things, and it's just because that's where I was raised.
Like I said, I'm not saying I'm like the little choir girl by no means, but it's like she has called me on making a comment that she has said, and somebody else has said within the meetings, and I'm like, okay, so we're going to pick and choose who can say what, okay?
Well, no, Becky's people are just, they're not all like that, you know? It's just like, look, when I moved from back east to Hawaii, I couldn't understand why people were so good and kind. I mean, they come over and they bring you presents and they bring you stuff and you go, what? You know? And they must want something, you know? And that wasn't it at all. That was just the Hawaiian way. But, I mean, in as far as Becky's people, once they get to know you, once they fall in love with you, and I mean that literally, that's it. That's it. You got a friend for life. They will kill for you. They will die for you. So don't just ignore what she says, okay?
Okay. I'm just praying and hoping that for my sanity, I will be out of there because it's a stressful work environment because I never know what I'm. The rules change so quickly. I have no problem with changing and things, but it's like she'll give me instructions on something and then it's like she changes her mind and almost like I'm supposed to read her mind and I'm thinking, but how would I have known to do it differently if you gave me instructions the last time? And you didn't tell me it was
well,
done
don't,
differently.
Don't worry. You're going to get something else. So just hang in there and do the best you can.
Got
best
you. Thank
can.
You. You actually answered
and
the
you
question.
Might, you might go to lunch with her and say, look, you know, here's my problem. You know, you tell me to do one thing and then you change your mind in midstream. I'm famous for that. I really am famous for that. I'll say, go do this, and then boom, I change my mind. I could be doing that while driving. I'm driving to one place, and I don't want to go here, so I go somewhere else. So, you know, so it's just that way. But you're going to be all right. I see you making a lot of money. I see you being very successful. I see you being very good, and a new partner is in store for you.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You got a lot. But what part of Atlanta are you in?
I'm moving to Douglasville. Yeah. I'm in,
how far is that from Atlanta?
Let's see. It's probably about 16, 17 miles out.
Oh,
not really, really, really far. Yeah.
Okay.
Not far
but
yet.
Questions: aren't the houses cheaper out there?
Oh God, yes, they are. They really are. But you, if you want to stay in the city, where the city life is, you're going to have to pay a lot more because everybody, it's so busy and so congested that either you live in the middle of it or you get away from it and then go to it for entertainment. I choose to not live in the center of all of that.
Well, I don't blame
too much.
I think I've always been that way, but I grew up in Jersey and New York. So, you know, there are times that you have a lot of fun in the city and then there are times you just want to go home and mellow out. So
that's the way it is.
But you're going to be okay. So not to worry. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I wish you the best on your move. So I know that what that feels like. I'm about to do that myself. So.
Do you have a dog?
I don't have one. There's one in the house where I am now, but I do want to get one.
Okay, because I see you with a dog, too. But don't get one away, because you need...
To
spend with
I was going to wait a while.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Yes.
Thank you.
I like that, Johnny. Johnny?
Yes, I'm here.
Johnny?
I'm here.
She says, yeah. All right. When she says, you all, I like that.
I love it.
Yeah.
So when are you, Johnny, when are you going to,
the 17th of August, Los Angeles, I'm going to get up in California. It's Huntington Beach. It's 17th of August.
For how long are you going to be?
A week.
Right. Are we going to do the show at that point when you're there?
I'm sure we will. I mean, you know, there's going to be, it's interesting, the show's anniversary falls in the time that I'm there, and you know, Barbara's birthday, it falls when I'm there, so it's going to be nice.
Well, that will be fun. You know, that would be fun. Yeah, and Richard's birthday falls in the middle of us moving. So that should be fun.
That's okay.
Okay, so what do you want me to do now?
Let's see. Do you want to go to another caller?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Area code 502, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Melody.
Mm. And where are you calling from? What state?
I'm from Kentucky.
Wow. Mm. We've never had anybody from Kentucky that I know of.
I was laughing when you all, because I say y'all.
Y'all. Actually, they do that in Nevada too a little bit, you know. The favorite, every place has their own identity. Like Hawaii is Aloha. Here in Nevada is, you have a good one. You know, have a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they always say.
In Missouri, when you say thank you, they'll say you bet. Instead of you're welcome, they'll say you bet. So.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
We always like to know, what's there to do in Tennessee?
I like Nashville. It's a party scene, you know, lots of like country bars and live music, but it's something you should definitely experience one time in Nashville. And then there's Gatlinburg in Tennessee, which is beautiful.
Oh, wow. Never been down to that neck of the woods. The furthest gone is North Carolina.
Oh, okay. So not very south.
Yeah, I don't know. So how can I help you, sweetheart?
I have been feeling really, the best way to describe it is stuck. Not sleeping. I'm very drained. I'm a pretty sensitive empath, and I don't know how to get out of this rut. And I feel like that. I feel like there's something, a message I should be receiving, but I'm so my brain is so fogged. I'm not receptive right now. I just feel
stuck. Let me explain what an empath is to a lot of people, because they don't know. Because I'm one, and I'm going through a lot of the same things you're going through, especially with these fires and the smoke, and I'm stuck in the house. And okay, being an empath is you pick up on other people's feelings and you think they're your own. Like if somebody is, you know, sick or they're having a heart problem, your heart may palpitate.
Mm-hmm.
Or if something is, they're bummed out, then you're going to be bummed out, but you think it's you and it's them. Or
yeah.
I used to have this with one of my best friends. She'd have this good and plenty craze, and I don't even like the stuff. And then all of a sudden I call her up and I say, I have this desire for good and plenty. She'd be eating one.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
an empath,
it's hard. And I've learned to isolate myself from the world, and that only doesn't help. You sort of get away from everything.
Yes.
That's what
even
you
like I
do.
Can't watch the news. You know,
no,
the news.
I know. I have this thing with Richard. He's always talking to me about dogs and he loves them, and I'm going, I don't want to see anything about dogs. He doesn't understand why. But no wonder, I said, I can't handle a dog being hurt. I can't handle it because I have a dog. And so in watching the news, I usually walk away from it. Some of it I can watch, some of it I can't, because you're picking up on all that stuff, you know, which is something I want to talk about in the news. Johnny, are you there?
I'm here.
Johnny, listen
I'm
to
here.
This. And I looked this up because it was empathically, I felt this to be true. It was sometime in June, like around the 16th, that the United States government put a bomb by Florida, and they blew it up, a hydrogen bomb or a big bomb. It was 40,000 tons, and it blew up. I mean, they did it as an experiment to make sure it worked, right? And then a few days later is when Surfside and all the other places started, you know, losing it. And I think that bomb, and it said it caused a 3.9 earthquake in Florida. So I have a feeling that that bomb had something to do with it. And I'm feeling that so strong, it's unreal. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Johnny.
I'm here. I'm here. Are you saying that, because you yourself said you never were much of a world predictor. It sounds like you're making world prediction, though, don't you think?
No, I'm not making a prediction. I'm saying that that bomb went off, and I believed it caused some of the shaking that made some of the, Surfside and other places start. You know, they had problems to begin with, but I think it shook a lot of the problems loose. And that's not called world prediction.
Okay.
World prediction is that the president's going to be assassinated. That's a world prediction. No, I don't do that. I don't do that. But I'm saying, but there are times that I get those feelings. So I just have to say, and I don't know why I brought that up. But that's part of being an empath. You pick up, you know. And sweetheart,
yes.
I wished I could give you an answer as to how not to do it, you know, how to get away from it. The only way I know to get away from it is to isolate yourself on an island or something.
Right.
You know, where it's, but then you still pick it up because you're picking it up through your brain.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, I have found one way, and I did this, okay? I bought me a headset, and I would blast music in my ears, and that worked.
I do that at nighttime because, to me, silence is loud. I don't know if that makes sense, but my mind races when it's silent. So, I have to have some kind of, like, podcast or something at nighttime. Nighttime is a really hard time, like the worst for me. But you said you're an empath. Do you have gastric issues or stomach issues?
No.
Okay. I've read that some empaths, you know, they have that because they're picking up on the energy and stuff. I have a lot of stomach issues.
Well, I could, if I ran into somebody who had stomach problems, then I would pick up their stomach problems.
Wait. Yeah, that's true.
But as a whole, no.
Okay.
No. So I'll turn the TV on all night just to listen so it drowns out all the noise in my head and stops me from thinking, you know?
Yes.
So that helps. So that's the only way it's something you're just going to have to live with because you're extremely psychic, too.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So where were we with the question?
I feel like that someone who has passed or maybe an angel guide or I'm meant to know something. I just feel like there's something that I'm supposed to know, and I'm not receiving the message.
Well, unfortunately, there's always something we need to know from the other side. And I'll give you an idea. Pay attention to the signs in the road when you're driving or whatever. Pay attention to the signs. Like, give you an idea. I needed a place to live, and there was a sign right up on the building that said for rent. And I said, I don't want to live there. It's too close to the street. Well, lo and behold, then my landlord died and I have to move. So pay attention to the signs. The other side always gives you a sign about something.
Okay.
One of my favorite ones as a sign was I go to my dad's grave and I talk to him and I said, Dad, if you knew I was here, give me a sign of some sort that you knew I was here. So as we're driving back from L.A. and we're on I-5, we get shoved off the highway and we have to take a different route. And as we're taking the different route, there's a farm that says Murray's Farm. Well, that was my dad's name.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, stuff like that. Those are signs,
well,
okay?
Yeah, and when you know, you know.
Yep.
You know, whenever you see stuff like that, you know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you just hit it on the button. When you know,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
And nobody, don't let anybody shake it for you. Just like I'm telling Johnny, I know that bomb went off and shook the Surfside. I can't prove it, and I don't think it wasn't meant to happen that way, but I think, I know that that was one of the causes. I'll say one of the causes, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can look it up, because I went and looked it up yesterday about the bomb. For what was it, Richard? 40,000 what?
It was a 40,000 pound bomb, not a nuclear thing, just a bomb. I mean, or a big explosive device. They dropped it in the ocean, and they were supposedly testing the effect on ships from an explosion like that. So I'm assuming, this is bad to assume, that the Navy had some ships out there floating around, and you know, they were taking measurements and tests and all this nonsense. But in defense of what you're saying, I would agree with you. With a 3-point-something earthquake factor thrown in, and that Surfside condo was weak to start with. It was about ready to fall in, and all it needed was that last little push. And maybe this was the last little push that did it. Boom, down she came. Anyway, yeah, I won't go any further.
Yeah,
it
isn't anything they would ever admit.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't believe
you know
in coincidences, so I can understand what you're saying. And
well, there is no such thing as a coincidence. Things
right.
are meant to happen for a reason.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and always things happen for a reason. We don't know exactly what the reasons are at the time, but later
right.
on, you know, we find out, oh, that's why that happened. It's like looking back at the past.
Yes.
I have
hindsight is 20/20.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you feel about this one, but I've always been asked, do you think things are predestined, or do you think things are free will?
You know what? That's one thing that I ponder a lot. I don't know if I think that they're predestined. I think that things can change. I don't think that things are predestined.
And I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have made thousands
yes.
of predictions. And I can, and in those predictions, if it can be altered or changed, it can only be done so minutely, but it will revert back to the original thing.
Well, you know, that is a very good point. Yeah. I do, now that you said that, I do think that that does make sense.
Yeah, and it's
mm-hmm.
just like, all right, I've had it where people come to me for reading and plane's going to crash. Don't go on the plane. But the plane does crash, but they're not on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I feel like major events in the world are predestined. There's room for little bits of altering the future to a point, but I've been able to do it. I've been able to alter the future a little bit. But you know what? Somewhere down the line, it always comes back to the way it should go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm giving you an education here.
Yes, you are. Yes.
Okay.
And I appreciate your advice.
Okay, and what else you need to know, sweetheart?
Nothing. Just real quick, I'll tell you. We were talking about signs. My younger brother passed away, and, you know, they say pennies from heaven, and I was finding pennies, I mean,
mm-hmm.
like in the bathtub, like places you would not. And I jokingly said out loud one day, I said, you know, Jordan, I need a raise. And I started finding dimes.
You started finding what?
dimes instead of pennies. That's what I needed a raise.
Oh, is that funny? Also, butterflies.
Yes, yes.
But beside pennies from heaven, so always look at the date of the pennies from heaven, but also butterflies.
Okay.
When butterflies appear. I have one that no matter what I do, I can't change it or alter it. And when a bird hits my window, that's the sign of death. That is, I'm going to hear of a death.
Oh, okay.
Every single one, that's my sign.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thank you for calling. And I hope
you
learned a little.
I did. Yeah. I really did. Very insightful. And you all have a wonderful weekend.
Okay.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, ma'am.
Aloha.
Bye. All right.
Bob, what do you want to say? Talk to me first, because Barbara always talks to me.
I know. Well, this is just interesting, I guess. I'm not used to saying this much. I'm used to more of the technical stuff. But they do say that, like, that the pennies and feathers are supposed to be signs. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, feathers. I forgot about that. I don't know what the feather means, but every time I find a feather, it's supposed to be good luck or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the pennies from heaven are just pennies you find on the street. You know, you have a date, and you're supposed to look at the date and try to remember if it, you can recall it meaning anything to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, are you ready for another call?
No, I want to talk to you more.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, let me ask you this. When you feel these things, I mean, do you just see them or do you feel them or both?
What things?
Feelings, predictions.
I feel them.
Okay.
Sometimes I see them, but mostly feel. I'm a feeler. I can't help it. There are some people that are real visual. I'm not one of them. I can have, I was looking for a tool in my kitchen and it like was right in front of me. You know, I can't, you know, I don't see. But then all of a sudden, if I look at my house, here's a weird one. If I look at the house I just rented, I could see myself in it. But then if I look at the apartment that I was going to rent, I don't see myself no more. It fades to nothing.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that answers your question.
Let's go on.
All right. Let's go on. Is that what you said?
No, that's what you said.
No, I thought that's what Richard said.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm
don't
trying not
to
say
anyway.
Anything.
Okay.
Yes, he never listens to me.
Okay, go on.
Okay, you ready for another call?
Sure, why not?
Okay, area code 216, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Aloha.
Hello. Okay. My name is Sharon. How are you?
Fine. And where are you calling from, Sharon?
The city is around Westlake, Ohio.
Westlake, Ohio. I've been to Ohio. It's a very beautiful state. You've been going through some, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of
not
hurt.
But not this year. I think last year, yes.
Oh, okay. Last year.
No,
you're coming out of it.
Thank you. That's
okay.
What I am. You're absolutely right. And I know I have with work a little bit. There's one person that's just deceitful, but I think it got straightened out. Today she was. It's like she's like she changes from day to day. It's just one person. I love my job, but one person can make the whole office terrible. You understand what I mean, don't you?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But I have had a lot of hurt in my life. You're absolutely right. There's no doubt about
that. I mean,
that.
It's beyond the norm, okay?
Oh,
I mean, it's like when you were growing up and going through hell and going through pain and going through suffering and not knowing where your next meal would come from sometimes. I mean, it's like you've risen above it.
You're right. Oh, don't get me emotional. You are right. I did have a hard childhood. You're absolutely right. So did I.
So I can relate. I can relate.
I finally have a great job, and I thank God every day for it. I'm not kidding.
Okay, what type of work do you do?
I'm in investment banking.
Okay. Is that like a Fidelity or stocks?
Yeah, it's a bank, though. Yes. I work at a private bank. I work at home. But that's my question. Yeah, I love it. It keeps my mind very active.
What I would say with this girl that keeps bothering you, and I do believe she's at her end. Because she's not going to be there much longer, okay?
She's just been doing this the last 6 weeks. That's why you can see I was so hurt. I don't get it. People are so freaking crazy. You just don't know what hits them or what triggers them. I did nothing to her. Maybe she's worried about her job. That's all I could think of.
No. How old is she?
43.
She's in the menopause, okay? She's entering the menopause.
Oh. Today she was nice. Maybe she picked someone else to pick, or not to pick on, but just to be shitty.
I mean, you understand what the menopause is.
I sure do. Oh, yeah.
So that's what if you really look back at what she's done, it's all the beginning stages of the menopause.
That's
all I can tell you is be kind to her, be nice to her. And be really sweet to her and say, is there anything I can help you with? She can't help. I went through 20 years of that menopause.
Wow. That's interesting. I bet you're right. In fact, I know I'm right.
Because the menopause starts right around that age. And it's like you want to shoot yourself with a gun. I mean, you know, it's just like it's hell.
But I have to tell you, I called last week. You probably don't remember. But you were so right about my question. I have a totally different question tonight. But you were so right. It was about my review I had this week. You said that there was something I needed to work on, the one thing. And I got a great review, except there's one thing I need to work on. You were so right. And she's right. You know, everybody has to work on something. But you were absolutely right. I just want to let you know that.
Yeah. Thank you. Not to worry. But as far as this girl, she's going to go away and – tell her you understand what she's going through and just leave it at that.
You really think she's going to leave?
Yes.
Wow, by the end of the year?
I don't know when.
Timing's so hard. I know. I shouldn't even ask that. I know. Timing's so hard. But I hope she leaves on her own and not any other way.
I don't think it matters. That's none of your business.
Just let it flow
and do what you need to do and you'll be fine. Okay.
All right. This is the question I had, but totally different than what my work. My dog. I have a question about my lovely dog I adopted. Her name's Olive. I'm going back into the office after Labor Day. This is true. I mean, it's official. 2 days a week. Is she going to be okay home alone 2 days a week? What are you picking up on her? She's very housebroken, but I don't want her to have anxiety. What are you picking up on her?
Please, I'm sorry. 2 days a week, I don't see a problem. Do you have a friend that could come check on her?
Yes, I was thinking about giving it. Yes, I do. I even thought of dog daycare.
Get a babysitter. They do have babysitters that can come in a couple hours a day and walk her and play with her and do that, and she'd be fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not going
to. But I know how you feel. I don't leave my dog alone for 2 seconds. He goes with us everywhere.
She goes everywhere with me. She goes everywhere, except for when I go to the gym.
Can't you bring her to work?
Not at a bank. Nope. I even take her to the grocery store because she had such a hard life. She's 9 years old. She was, I don't even want to go into it. But I just don't want her to get scared. And, yes, I thought of doggy daycare, but doggy daycare isn't always that good. They keep them in a cage, you know. I'd rather have a world.
Well, not all.
Not
all of
cage.
Them do.
Not all.
Not all.
You're right. You're right.
Just pick the ones that don't. And if you were to take her to doggy daycare where she can play with other dogs, she'll be as happy as a pumpkin.
I know. Mm-hmm. You're right. She's worth it. I'm taking her this Tuesday as a test trial. I'm going to drop her off. I'm taking the day off.
I couldn't do that. I could not go and leave my dog. I can't do it.
At doggy daycare. I know. This is the first. I've only had her 3 months. She's wonderful. Oh, my gosh. I absolutely love her.
But you know what? They need companionship and socialization of other animals. So is this doggy daycare? They don't lock them up?
This one, I don't know. I'm going to find out Tuesday when I go in. I think they have a huge. Yeah.
Okay, do me a favor. Call. You don't have to go down there.
Yeah.
Call. And you can call different ones to see where, you know, hey. I know in Nevada they have swimming pools for them. They have slides for them. It's just like, it's unbelievable, you know, what they have. They have beds and bedrooms and televisions. They have hotels. I mean, you know, so look around. You'll find something.
Hmm.
It may cost your paycheck, but it's worth it for 2 days.
And 2 days a week, I know. Maybe one, if you know, during the winter, I'm sure snow days. But I know they're not cheap. You're damn right about that. So I'm going to check it out. But I'm just worried about her anxiety. She keeps it to herself. But she's a good
girl.
She'll
be okay. She'll be okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you for the advice about work, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
Aloha.
Okay.
Well, that was nice, Johnny.
You know, it's funny. We still have some callers. And what's interesting is you know, putting out the tags really works. It's nice that we found out what works. Because,
putting up what?
The tags.
What tags?
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. The tags.
Okay.
You said that you didn't want me to explain it to you, but it worked.
No, I got it. I remember. It's okay. Okay,
it's okay.
Can go on to the next person.
This next person is very
close. Wait, Johnny. Give out your phone number, please.
Sure. This number is 516-531-9874. Okay.
Okay, but Richard, you talked over him. So let
me
do it
again,
please.
I didn't talk
over
him.
Yeah,
you mean 516?
Yeah, don't.
516-531. 9874. Go ahead,
thank
John.
You.
Repeat it again.
All right. 516-531-9874 during the show. Okay?
Reading on the show.
You're on the air.
Give that out. I'll give it out. Okay, go ahead.
Right. 860, are you there?
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Where are you from?
Hi.
Aloha.
Hi, this is Amla. How are you?
Amla, where are you from?
Connecticut. I've talked to you before.
Okay, I thought so. Okay. How can I help you?
Yes. Yeah, I was wondering, do you see any meeting, like Soul Tribe, really connecting types of people in the next month or two, or possibly a relationship?
Well, when you're saying the first part, meeting who?
Yes.
Meeting, who do you want to meet?
I want to meet deep connected people. And it's not because if I go to a spiritual group, this is just an example that I'll meet somebody there. It doesn't even need to be male. I don't care what gender it is. It's just I'm not meeting people, even though I go places, that really have a deep connection. And I just would love to. Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Out of curiosity, what sign are you? What month are you born?
I am Sagittarius, December.
Okay. Most people do not have deep connections when they meet up with somebody. Most people don't have soul rendering connections. It's very rare. Once in a while, you'll pick up on somebody and you go, I've known them before, or I feel a connection. So I wouldn't expect that at all. I would just go with having happiness and fun and joy. And whatever you pick up, you pick up. And eventually, the deep connections will come about later on.
Okay. Okay.
Okay? All right.
Do you feel like there's anybody, though? Do you feel like there's anybody, like, in the next few months or anything, or no?
I do. But I've talked to you before, so I'm going to move on to the next person. Thank you for calling, sweetie.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. Okay, you said go into the next caller, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 386, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Cindy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida, okay. Did you hear what I was saying about Florida earlier, about the Surfside?
No, I didn't. I called in late. I just realized you were on, and I just was finishing up my evening chores with the animals, and I called in, and I started just...
Okay, what part of Florida? What part of Florida are you from?
I'm from South Florida, but I'm in North Florida right now at the moment.
South and North don't mean anything to me. Okay. what I had said was, and I want to repeat it again, the government was testing a bomb in Florida,
the bomb?
Richard.
That was about 100 miles offshore.
And how big was it?
40,000 ton bomb that was submerged and exploded to test the stresses on ships from the explosion. But it also caused about a 3.1 or 2 earthquake.
No, 3.8 earthquake.
Okay, in Florida. And what we're saying here is that this might have had something to do with the Surfside condo falling in as kind of the last straw. You know, the condo was about ready to fall in anyway. And then, boom, this thing go off. Shake it, boom, down the gate. Okay, end the explanation, go.
Not only that, there was balconies that fell off, which is very strange, somewhere in Florida. And just recently, there was I just saw it on the news yesterday that somewhere in Florida, there was a place where you sing, you know, they had thousands of people, but nobody was there, and that fell out. And I think that the bomb that they infused had something to do with it.
Wow.
I'm not, you know, I just think that it was part of it. I'm not saying it was the whole thing. I just think that because they did that, that caused some of the stuff to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to you, darling?
I hadn't heard about them setting off a bomb underwater.
Yeah, well, I don't think they wanted any. I heard it once and saw it on TV and going, whoa.
Anyway.
And then a few days later, Surfside fell in. So I'm going,
Okay. Jump into her question.
Oh, very interesting,
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, how far are you from the Surfside?
Oh, long ways, like
long haul.
Maybe 6 hours.
Okay. How can I help you?
I was wondering if you have any insight on a relationship that I was recently in, if you see that coming back together and us reconnecting.
Name. Let me have his name.
Mark.
Okay. Have you been talking to him at all?
No, not for 2 weeks.
Not for 2 weeks, okay. But you guys ended it more or less on a friendly basis or just walked away?
No, we got in a very stupid argument that I have no idea what it was even about. We were actually getting very, very close, and it just suddenly had a blow-up, and the stupidest thing I ever saw. I have no idea what happened.
Well, that happens a lot with men. Men are very strange creatures. When they feel when they feel they're getting too close to you, they push you away.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought
why.
happened.
Women are different, but men, you know, like, oh, I'm getting really close to her, I better run away. It's not abnormal, okay? Will he come around about again? Yes, but slowly. But it won't be like it was before.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
No.
So are we going to get back in a relationship or no?
I don't see it yet, and I wouldn't want you to wait for it. But if it were to happen, it would be more or less your choice. So just let it go for now. There's nothing you can say, nothing you can do. He's just scared. He's running scared.
Okay. So you see if I am going to have any communication with him, any explanation? Or...
Probably not, because he doesn't know himself. It's just when men get real close to people, they tend to do that. That's just, in all my years of dealing with this, this is what I see. Women don't do that. Women immerse, but men go, oh, I'm getting too close to her, I got to leave. They put on their Nikes and their running shoes and they go. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Well,
okay, Johnny, talk to me.
Okay, you know, this has been a good show. It's gotta say, I really, really miss Barbara. You know, whenever she's not here, I get a sort of emptiness when she's not here. But that's, it's just I really care about her. She's my best friend, and you know, so
I know.
Are you ready for me to do the shout out?
Yeah, sure. I would appreciate
okay.
that. And I wish Barbara well. I wish Barbara well. We'll see her next week. And eventually we're going to do blue jeans.
The video.
And
well, I mean, that's a possible. Yeah, that's I'm going to talk to Barbara about that. I do want to do something to where, I mean, there's a way to kind of, because we're figuring things out with blue jeans that we didn't know before. And the thing is, I'm not going to go into the details of it, but Barbara would be able to explain. And it's, I think we want to be able to kind of put the show out more for more people to see, if that makes any sense. And have, like, for me, not before I've said the shout out, you know, I mean, it's a learning thing for me because I rock back and forth and I'm not used to people seeing me. I'm used to people just, you know, when you're disabled, you can hide things over the radio.
Right. And there's Johnny, don't feel bad. There's a lot of people that don't
want
to be
seen.
Yeah, don't feel bad. And including me, I don't want to be seen. As you get older.
You know,
I like radio, but you know what? I'm going to give out my private consultation if anybody wants a reading, if they want. It's 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816. And that's for private consultation only. I don't charge much. And if you look me up, you can look me up at Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, Schear.com.
All right. And also, I want to thank everybody for being here on the show. And again, we wish Barbara the best. After this show, show will be uploaded to YouTube, and it will also be here so that you can listen to it. And basically, and on Roku as well. It would be on Roku under the Life After Happiness channel. So I hope that everybody has a good weekend, and good night, everyone.
Yeah, aloha.
Aloha, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.